I watch the world and I notice that there is a lot of confusion. Many people are confused. Many people were born and they grew up, they lived. Some died, some are still living, but they don't know the truth. Some will even die without knowing who they are. They will die, or they died without knowing the truth. It is just painful to think that people come to live on earth, created, have knowledge, have this philosophical conception for 30, 40, 100 years, they live, they pass, they go, but they have not grasped the truth. They have not known the reality and the truth of life. That is very sad. It's really sad. I'm pained about this. This is terrible. To live on earth is to be created. You are created and then you live on this earth as a point of creation. Now, when you are created, you are living and God favored humanity. God favored us and gave us this philosophical conception to reason, to understand, to research, to find truth, to find reality, to believe, to have faith in things through understanding. But once again, I repeat, it's sad that many people live here on earth or are created to know the truth here on the earth, but they pass, they go without knowing that truth. This is very sad. It's sad. Now, when someone does not know the truth, when someone does not know reality, it turns out to be that individual lived or is living fake life. Fake life. When you do not know reality about life, if you don't know the truth of who you are, the truth of where you came from, the truth of where you are going from here, then you are living fake life. I am very sorry to say this once again, to say it's a fake life. Now, when something is fake, then it is terrible. Something that is fake is corruptible, is bad. No one wants something that is fake. By default, the world was created or made. Rather, creation was made, created by God. And we were put here as you were put there, you were put here. Sadly, it is difficult for someone to think of digging deep about the reality of existentialism, or the reality, in short, of life, the reality of life. It is said that many people live for their lifespan here on earth, and they pass away, or they pass on, without knowing the truth. They go without knowing reality. Ah, hey, sad indeed. Brothers and sisters, let us run for the truth before we pass away from creation. Let us go to the next stage with the truth in ourselves, so that we are not going to be faked when we are there on the other end. Let us leave this place. Let us leave this place. Leave this world. Leave this earth as you pass away, or as you pass on, to use a better term, with knowledge of the truth and reality. I am very sorry if you are going to be one of them that will leave this earth, this world, passing on. When I'm saying passing on, I'm talking of death, dying without having grasped the reality and the truth. Do you think when you have gone there without knowing the truth, then you will start to know the truth when you are there? Never. You will not. You will continue to live in fake life. Whatever, if it is going to be life, or if it is going to be something there, you will be in the fake realm. Fake realm where there is no truth, because you went without the truth. You are going to live where there is no truth if you are going to be living. Whatever is going to be there, where you will go without the truth. And you are subject to experience the fake realm. And of course, we are spiritual, we are spirit, we are made out of the spirit. Of course, as we live here on earth, we were put here by God so that we put on this corruptible vessel, the body, which is corruptible. By corruptible, I mean which falls down, dying, in short. This corruptible vessel which dies, which make us die. But we are made of the spirit of God that does not die per se. As it were, the spirit of God in us does not die. When the corruptible body dies, the spirit goes out of the body. And that is where trouble comes. The spirit moves out of the body. It does not have the truth. It does not know reality. Where does it go? Let me say this little thing once again. You need to invest in looking for the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to die. You don't have to leave this creation where you were created to experience life, where you were created to start to know things, where you were created to take off from here to other levels with truth. How can you take off to other levels when you don't have the truth? How can you take off well from this world to the other end of creation without the truth? How can you take off well? My issue is about the truth. Seek ye the truth. Jesus said, I am the truth. He said, I am the life. He said, I am the light. He said these three things. I am the truth. I am the life. I am the light. So, it means there is something that is fake. If there was nothing to do with the truth, if there was no problem living anyhow and not caring about the truth, Jesus was not going to say that I am the truth. He said I am the truth because he knew that there are fake realms. He knew that some people may be lost in fake realms, fake beliefs, fake lights, fake life. So he had to express that. I will not talk more. I will not talk very much today on this subject. But I will continue with it some other time. Today, I've just brought this issue to you. From today onwards, strive to find the truth, my friend. As you live here on earth, you will pass away. We will leave this creation. We will leave this and go to the next end of life. We will go to the other end, the other stage, where you will need the truth. You should be able to differentiate between the truth and the fake realms. So you need to seek the truth now. Seek the truth now. You see, the story is, we talk about these things, about the truth and about the fake realms, because all in all, we must be talking about God. God, who appears to be probably strange to many of us, to many people, God is strange. They don't know him. They think he cannot be known. Many people could even say, who has seen God? Has anyone ever seen God? Nobody. So they tend to think that there's no need to look for God or to worry about the truth, because whatever they come across, whatever they meet, whatever they do, they just think everything is for God. But I have come to remind you to be careful. God is selective. God is not a God for all things. He's not a God accepting everything. He is selective. He is beautiful. He is awesome. He is careful in the doing of his things. That's why you see this creation of the earth being carefully made. This earth where we stand, where we are today, where you and me are enjoying life, is carefully made. It doesn't lack anything. Looking up into the heavens, you see the sun that rises every day. At night, you see some wonders up there in the skies. He is a God who has plans. a great God who is so visionary. But sadly, people do not see God in that way. People see God as little. People see God as having no purpose. People see God as some creature that does not have power. People see God as some father who is weak and does not care about his children. People see God as some failing God. I have come to tell you, my friend, to seek the truth. God is there. He is real. He is great. He has a great purpose. The greatest purpose you can ever think of. A mysterious purpose that you cannot understand, that you cannot describe by your own words or imagination, is with God, is in the mind of God, and is able to make that to be fruitful. So it's good for you to look for the truth in line with finding more about this God. You need to push yourself closer to Him. Find the truth and reality through looking for what can put you closer to God. Draw closer to Him. Love Him. If you were away from Him and you didn't mind about knowing God, today I'm saying, start to love God. Start to look for ways to get closer to Him. The best ways for you to get closer to God are reading the Bible, taking Jesus as your only Lord and Savior, following His commandments, praying to God, starting to call unto Jesus all the time, starting to call unto the Holy Spirit, having faith and believing in the Word of God, sharing the love of God to others. This will help you to get closer to God. You will start to know God better. You will start to know the truth. Truth comes from the revelations of God. You will start to know the truth. Truth is found in the Bible. The Bible explains all about God, that which is necessary for us to know about God is found in the Bible. The Bible prepares us, it prepares you and me as we are here on the creation table, on the earth, on the creation platform. The Bible has got everything that is necessary to make us understand and know the truth and the reality and the purpose of God for His creation. The Bible has got all. Maybe you didn't know. If you never worried reading the Bible, if you never worried taking care of understanding the Bible, I'm telling you, the Bible has got all the knowledge that is necessary to understand God's purpose of creation, God's purpose of making this world, you and me, God's purpose for everything that He made, and the reasons behind, and where we are all going. The purpose is clear in the Bible. Our destiny is clear in the Bible. So, it's good that you start to look, to research for the truth. And the only way you can have this truth is
through the Bible. The Bible has got all the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend, my sister, my brother, start to love God. There is no way you can have the truth without knowing God, without knowing who God is. Truth comes from knowing who God is. If you do not know who God is, then you cannot know the truth. Now, God did not hide himself forever. No, he did not. God came to us, God with us, Emmanuel, through Jesus. He came through his name to God with us, through Jesus. So, through Jesus, we know God. It's God who came here in the spirit and was born as a little infant and lived with us, sharing life here on earth, the earth which he himself had made, so that we might know him, we might know who he is, we might know his character, we might know what he likes, we might know his purpose. And Jesus did just that, so that we are left not without knowledge, not without understanding, not without truth, not without the truth of God. Seek ye the truth now. Seek ye the truth now. Join any Pentecostal church. I would recommend you to join any church that believes in Jesus, any church that reads the Bible and believes in Jesus, preaching Jesus, preaching the word of God. Join that church. Go to prayers. Share the word of God. You will start to know the truth. You will know the truth, and you will start to taste the beauty of life. You will start to admire the works of God. You will start to admire what God is doing for you and for his creation. You start to understand God. Thank you for listening. I will continue on another day.